Are you ready to go? Okay, let's do it. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about receiving the crown of Torah. How exactly do we receive the crown of Torah? What are the key components or elements to receiving the Keser Torah? Okay, so if this is all the next 2 weeks, tonight and next Wednesday night are going to be shiurim related to Shavuos. Maybe a little bit of Pnimius HaTorah, a little Chassidus, a little Machshava on Shavuos. So the Shla in source number one is an amazing Shla. Okay? The Shah tells us, with regards to Shavuos, Chayiv Adam Usmach Vazeh HaChag BiYosir. When it comes to Simchas Yomtiv, we're supposed to enjoy Chag, we're supposed to enjoy the Yomtiv, we're supposed to enjoy Shavuos more so than any other Chag. Why? Says the Shah in source number one, Ki Hu Yom Shizachinu Bo LeKeser Torah. Shavuos is miyuchad, it's special, it's unique, more so than any other Yomtiv. Why? Because we receive the crown of Torah. Hashem said that you, B'nai Yisrael, after saying Na'asav Nishma, you are Zocha to the Keser Torah. Now what is the Keser Torah? And how everyone gets it? How does it work? So let's take a look at source number two. The next couple of sources are from a Sefer from Rav Yonasan Sacks. It was his Hakdama to his Sefer on Sfira, where he talks about how we're supposed to constantly be working on ourselves through the course of Sfira, and he speaks a little bit about the Keser Torah. It says in source number two, Gemara Yuma, Ayin Beis Amad Beis, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha Zirim Hein, Shal Mizbeach, v'shal Arum, v'shal Shochan. What's the Zirim? Anyone remember? It's the little a gate almost, right? Or a little, I think our Torah translates it as a diadem. Is that the right word?
Zirim?
Yeah, a diadem. I think that's
diadem,
how... Yeah.
Diadem is like a jewel.
Yeah, so I think they have that going around. I think that's how they translate it in the art scroll.
Three of them?
Yeah, one for the Mizbeach, one for the Aron, and one for the Shochan. Says the Gemara, Shel Mizbeach Zocha Aharon V'Natlo. Aharon was one Zocha to the Zir going around Mizbeach. Shel Shulchan Zocha David V'Natlo. David HaMelech was Zocha to the Zir, to the crown going around the Shulchan. Shel Aharon Adayin Munachu Kol Harotza Likach Yavo V'Yikach. The crown of Torah, who's Zocha to that? We said Aharon gets one crown. We said David HaMelech gets the other crown. Who gets the crown of the Aharon, the crown of Torah? Whoever wants it. Munachu kol harot salikach yavo v'yikach. Anyone who wants to come and take it. In source number three, what are we referring to? Shlosha zirin nasu b'klei hakodesh. There are three zirin, there were three, we'll call them crowns, on the different kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Shel mizbeach. What's the mizbeach all about? Simin lekeser kahuna. So who gets that? Aron HaKohen. Vishel Aron, simin lekeser Torah. Vishel Shochan, simin lekeser malchus. Shel Shochan u'simin le'usher malachim. So we see that David Melech is Zocha to the crown of the Shulchan. Aaron HaKohen is Zocha to the crown of the Mizbeach. And the Aaron, who gets that? It's Munach for everybody. Everyone has Shaychus. Everyone has an opportunity to go get the crown of Torah. Says the Rambam in source number four beautifully. B'shlosh k'sarim nichteru Yisrael. There were three crowns that B'nai Yisrael were, that they were crowned, they were coronated. Whatever word you want to use, we received three different crowns. Keser Torah, the Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus. Again, the Keser of Torah, of the priest, of the Kahuna, and then of the Malchus. Keser Kahuna, who's going to get that? Zachabo Aharon. Shinemar, Vahisalo, Zaro, Acharov, Bris Kahuna, Solam. So only Kohanim can get that crown. So, right, we're all Yisraelim in the room right now, I think? So we don't, it seems like we don't get that crown, at least simply put.
So if we come from Yehuda, we have
Okay.
Now we're on the last Kohanim, so yeah.
Good, I was thinking you were going to go that direction. But at least Pashup Shah and the Rambam. Pashup Shah, it seems like we don't get the Keser Malchus. So Zachabo David, Shinemar, Zarli Olam Yeh, Vekiso, Kishemesh Negdi. Right, Shamesh Negdi, I think it's Shemesh Negdi. That only the children, the Zerah of David, are Zoche to the Keser Malchus. And Keser Torah, what does the Rambam say about the crown of Torah? Harehu munach ve'omeru muchan lakol. Beautiful words. Shalom aleichem, Rav John.
Shalom.
Who's shayech? Who gets the crown of Torah? Any Jew who wants. Harehu munach ve'omeru muchan lakol. It's right. Everybody can have it. Shene emar morasha kihilas Yaakov. It's inheritance that we all have. Komi sheyirtze. What's the Rambam say where it's bold? Komi sheyirtze. Yavo v'yitla. Everyone can get the crown of Torah. Everyone can get that crown of Torah. And Rav Sacks pointed out in source number 5, and then we're going to bring it home a little bit.
Yonasan Sacks is not Jonathan.
No, Rav Yonasan Sacks is the Rosh Shiva. He was Rosh Shiva in YU, now he's Rosh Shiva in Landers. Rav Jonathan Sacks is the Lord, Jonathan Sacks. Both great. Both contribute a lot to the Torah world. Both very important. But Rav Yonason Sack Shlita quotes, points us to a Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar writes on the pasuk, "No naso es rosh b'nei Gershon, gam heim lebeis avosam lemishpachosam. Naso es rosh b'nei Gershon." Source number 5. Haya lo limnos techila es b'nei Gershon habachor. Right, we counted Kohos before Gershon. What's going on here? Why don't we count Gershon first? Umasha ratzu l'sakein zeb medrash harabasi lomar shelafisha nimsar masa ha'aron el Kohos. Well, the medrash says, why does Kohos? Why are they counted first? Well, Kohos was carrying the aron, so they go first. Aye, you can still ask a kasha. So al karchach or al kain manu tchila l'kavod the aron he gufa kasha loma lo masar masa ha'aron el abachor. Meaning, if you're telling me the reason Kohos goes first is because they carry the Aron, and that was the Chashivas, I don't understand. But so Chashiv, give it to the Bechor, give it to Gershon. Why do Kohos have it? That's his question. Why is Kohos going first?
Why does Kohos get to carry the Aron?
Well, why does Kohos go first? If you want to say it's because they're carrying the Aron, why don't you give the Aron to Gershon? That's the question. So he says as follows, at the beginning of the next paragraph, a few lines down, V'hakarov, first word on the line. Sorry, I should have made an extra space there. V'hakarov eli lomar b'zeh. Shirotza Kadish Barhu Laharu Shakavud Chachamim in Khalu Kide Lamed or Lomo Dasa Saam Shiyachavdu es Lomde Hatora Lakra Likidish Hashem Mikhubar Likajib Khodavar Shabikdusha. A little bit longer, we're gonna translate. What's he say? Hashem wanted to show or instill in Bnei Yisrael a kavod chachamim, a kavod for those who are holding on to the Torah. Kohos goes first, not because they're bechor, because they're holding on to the Torah. Kiderech shimone es kohos techila ba'avor masa dvar Hashem asher ito. They were holding dvar Hashem. They were holding on to the Torah. V'ilu haya nosein ha'aron Gershon ha'bechor. What would happen if Gershon got the Torah, if they were carrying the Torah, not kohos? What would we have thought? Ha'iti omer she'ba'avor ha'bechor amanu techila v'lo ha'isi tola ha'chashivis masa aron. If Gershon were carrying the aron, we would have thought what? We would have thought the reason they go first isn't because they are holding on to the Torah and they're connecting to Dvar Hashem. They're going first because they're the Bechor. Right? The Bechor always gets the Bracha first Friday night. Gershon, they're the Bechor, they get to go first in the Midbar. It has nothing to do with the Aron. Al-Kain Masar Aron al-Kahos. Sadafka Kahos got the Aron. U-Manu Techida V'yedu Hakol Litin Kavod La-Torah V'lelom Deha. We should be Mechabi those who learn Torah. Ach. Continues the Kli Yakar beautifully. Mi the Samach Bal Hamedrash Inyan Zeh Leposig Ikarahi Mipnimim. More precious than beautiful treasures. Ki the Isa B'Rabasi, as the Medrash writes, Vadai, where it's bolded, Kavanaso Lahoros Shekeser Torah Hefker Lako. Everyone can get the Torah. Meaning what? If we thought that Gershon was carrying the Torah and they were being counted first, well, we would have contributed that to what? Or attributed, excuse me, we attributed that to what?
Because they're
the Bechor. They're the Bechor, that's why they go first. Elamai Kahas is holding on to the Torah. What's that showing us? That you don't have to be the oldest, you don't have to be it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you fall in your line, and well, your siblings. Everyone has shaykhs to the Torah, everyone can get the Torah. It's munach umuchan mako. Va'al kein lonitan ha'aron el ha'bechor. Dafka! Gershon didn't get it. Shelo yet tivarto lomer ani roy lekeser Torah yeser mizulasi. So he shouldn't say, "Well, I'm the Bechor, so I have more of a shayches to Torah. I have more of a chilek in Torah than you do." No, no chance. Ela hakol shavim ba. Everyone has a shayches to Torah. Everyone has a chilek in Torah. Everyone can get the Torah.
Dafka gave it to the younger brother.
Dafka gave it to the younger brother. Dafka gave it to Kohos. They were the ones who worked at it.
Would have given to the Bechor.
Who are we to get it? I think the Maharal says a similar thing on Pirkei Avos. Is Moshe kibal Torah mi Sinai? Right, so I think his lashon there. I think this idea, I haven't seen it in a while inside, but I think he says an idea that if Moshe got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we all would have thought like, well, who are we? We would have thought that that's a unique connection that they have, yeah. Right? But once we say Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai, yeah. No, we all have a chilek in Torah. He develops that idea. It's not so clear the way I'm saying it over, but Ayin Sham, if you want to take a look.
Yeah.
So now, what we might think for a second. Even though we read this beautiful Kli Yakar, and even though we saw the Rambam and the Gemara that all said that the Torah, the Keser Torah is there for us, so we might think like, really? Is that really true? So I'm here to tell you, absolutely. We all have a chelek in Torah. And it doesn't matter what we do, whether in real estate or whether in, you know, nursing homes, it doesn't matter what we do. We all have a chelek in Torah. And it could be that every Keser Torah is different.
Even if you're in the nursing home business?
Even. Afalpi. Sometimes we think that the Keser Torah is reserved to the Rosh Yeshiva, or for the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, but I think that every single person can have a Keser Torah, and our Chelek and Torah can all be different. Who's to say that my chelik in Torah is the same as yours? Again, some people like different things. Some people like learning halacha. Some people like learning chassidus. Some people love learning parsha.
As long as you're grabbing for it.
As long as you're pushing and you're working at it and you're trying to be kona that. So, okay, great. I know someone. I have a friend. Okay? He works. But he knows Mishnah Brura. Chelik Beis, he spent maybe 2-3 years learning Chelik Beis and Mishnah Brura. And I'm confident he knows Chelik Beis better than most people in the world. I don't care if people are learning all day or not. He knows Chelik Beis cold. I have a question on Chelik Beis, I call him. Yeah. I have a friend who knows, another guy, who he works, and it's, you know, he doesn't have time for such a long Seder. Chumash Rashi is his baby. I have a question on Rashi Ala Torah, I call this guy. Every single person, doesn't matter what you do, we all can have a Chelik in Torah. Our Chelik can be different. I know, I have a friend, a Rebbe, whatever, in New Jersey, and he told me, we're talking about growth and learning and being kona different parts of Torah. And he said there's a woman in his community who doesn't cover her hair and she wears pants. Okay. They learn Shmiras HaLashon together. They learn Chafetz Chaim together. Halachos of Lashon Hara. And this woman went out with her family for lunch on Shabbos to another family in the community. Again, doesn't cover her hair. She wears pants. She walked out of the house because they were talking Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. She said, "E.F. Shar, this cannot be." And we're to say, "Oh, this person probably doesn't have a Keser Torah because he or she acts like this, dresses like that." Who are we to say anything? We don't know what people do. And who's to tell us that we don't have a Shaychus of the Torah? Who's to tell us that we can't wear a crown of Torah? Because I don't look like this or because I'm not doing this? It's not what it's about. Who says that the Keser of Torah is the same for every single Jew? We all have a Chelik in Torah. So how do we go about acquiring or receiving this keser, this Torah, this crown of Torah on Shavuos? So I think there are two components. Let's take a look at source number 6. Gemara Nida Daf Ayin 70b, a beautiful, beautiful Gemara. I heard this, for the first time in my life. I mean, I may have heard it many times in my life.
Number 6,
source number 6 inside. The first time I think paid attention to this Gemara, at least from what I can recall, remember, was from Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita in YU, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in YU, and a Sichos Moser. Mayase Obam V'yachkim. What should you do to get smart?
Listen.
What do you do? Says the Gemara, you want to become wise in Torah? Amar lahen yarba b'yeshiva. V'yam v'zchora. Well, don't work so much and go to the Beis Medrash. Go learn. So what happened? Amru harbe asukein v'lo hoya lahem. So a bunch of chevra tried doing that and it wasn't working out. Ela yivakshu rachmim v'yishachachma shalo. So why don't you go dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu? He's the one who ultimately gives us and grants us any sort of chachma. Shanaimar, it says in Mishlek, Ki Hashem Yitin Chav Min Piv Das Suna. So go daven. So Tani Rabbi Chia, Mashal Lamech Basar V'dam, Sha'asa Su'uda La'avadav, Umishag. Okay, let's skip a little bit. Basically, they come back and they say, it's not panning out. We sat in yeshiva all day long and we weren't becoming wise. Then we stopped learning and we went to go daven from a Kaddish Baruch Hu because he's going to give us Chachma. What's the Gemara say? Words bolded, last words on the page. Deha, Kamash V'lan, Deha, Beloha, Lo Sagi. This one, without that one, isn't going to cut it. We need both. We need to learn. We need to be. You know, we need to sit yarbe be yeshiva. Okay, maybe not yeshiva literally. Yarbe in the Beis Medrash. However much that means for us. Again, whatever keser Torah we're going for. But that keser, we need to strive. We need to really work at it. And what do we need to do? We need to daven. I think the two components, the two key elements to receiving our keser Torah this Shavuos, and as we go on, as we move forward, is amelos batorah, is to work hard in the Torah that we're learning, and we need to daven for it. Well, let's look at the Gemara number 7. Source number 7, it's Yerushalmi and Horios. The Yerushalmi tells us, Om Rabbi Yochanan ko osan arbaam yom sha'asa Moshe bahar. Moshe goes up to Har Sinai. What does he do? He doesn't sleep, he doesn't drink, he doesn't eat, he doesn't do anything. What would he do? He learned. And he forgot. And he learned and he forgot and he learned and he forgot all 40 days. Lamad Torah u'mishkacha, and he forgot it. U'basof, and what happened at the end? Nitna lo b'matana. Hashem gave it to him as a matana. Look at source number 8 from Rav Asher Weiss, Parshas Emor. He was trying to get it and he was working at it and working at it and working at it and he couldn't hechap it.
Moshe Rabbeinu
says to Yerushalmi he couldn't get it.
They don't teach you this in Yeshiva.
Well, they should. Yeah.
When it says
when Moshe brought down the Torah, and he was, and God was through with him.
Mm-hmm.
The words in Hebrew were like kal kal.
Okay.
And God was through with him. So Rashi goes into business, and kal kal was like a collar. Moshe couldn't get it.
Uh huh.
So he gave the Torah.
He gave it to him.
To him, like. A chassan gives a kallah present.
Right.
All the jewels, the 24 jewels.
Right, right. Rashi talks about the 24 books of Nath. Right.
Another part where it says, since he couldn't get it, God only gave him the major points.
Uh huh.
The major point. You'll come back later and learn.
Okay.
That's it.
So let's take a look at source number 8. Minchas Asher Rav Asher Roy Shlita, Parshas Emor. Again, he quotes this Yerushalmi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kolson Arba and Yom Sha'asa Moshe Bahar. All 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was at the mountain, Hayalome Lama Torah Umishkach, and he forgot it. Ubasof Ninna Lo Bimatana. Okay, skip to the next line. Moshe Rabbeinu! Exclamation mark. Exactly as Aryeh said. Moshe Rabbeinu? Really? He was the one forgetting it? Shlokam Navi Kamoso. He was the greatest. There ever was, greatest ever will be. Avhu Hayalome Umishkach. He forgot it. Until Hashem gave it to him as a present. And to give us chizuk. Don't despair, don't give up. The Gemara Megillah tells us, if you work at it, if you put in yegia, if someone tells you, yegati umatzasi tamin, if I worked at it and I found it, then you believe him. But if he says, lo yegati umatzasi, I didn't work hard, and I found it, don't believe him. So what's pshat? What's pshat in that Maamar Chazal and that Gemara Megillah? So a few things to say.
The Rebbe made sure that one of the 12 pasukim of Chabad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This is one of the
so we got to say it every day?
Yegati
umatzasi tamin. Which means if I worked hard and I found it, so then you believe me. When I tell you I worked hard at Torah and I found it, I was matzliach, right, and I found it, I got the Torah, so then you can believe me. So first of all, it's a very bizarre line. Right, what's going on there? You don't try hard to find a $50 bill on the street. A mitzvah is something you stumble upon, you find it. So all the Bali Musar point out, like we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's up to us to do what? We have to try. We have to put in the amilas. We have to put in the yigiyah. And what's going to happen? Hashem sees us working at it, and He's going to give it to us. I'm learning with one of the chavrusas in the kolon now, a night seder here. We're learning the sefer Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander. We're learning his perish on Shmona Esrei, and he talks about the bracha v'tachonin le'adam da'as, that he says da'as is the thing that A, we have to be most thankful for and least arrogant about. That you're smarter than I am. What did you do? You didn't do anything for your brain. Hashem endowed you with a great mind. So he says, "Mehechi tesi," that I should feel, you know, better than, I'm smarter than you. It's nothing. You had no part in it. Hashem, you gave us any sort of chachma, any sort of das that we possibly have. It all came from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the metziah. We have to put in our hard work. Yagati, yagia, yagia, amelus, real amelus b'Torah, and working at it. Again, everyone at his or her own level. Whether that means spending 20 minutes after Shacharis every day learning an aliyah, or whether it means learning two Mishnayos a day, or even one Mishnah a day, or one halacha in the Chavetz Chaim Hilchos Lashon Hara, every single person at his or her own level, whatever that is, daf yomi, nach yomi, doesn't matter. But that's what we're doing. And for those 5 minutes a day, or for those 20 minutes a day, I am ko kulo in it. I'm not looking at my phone, I'm focused on those two Mishnayos. After two Mishnayos, I'm happy to talk to you, I'm happy to check my emails. But when I'm in it, I'm mamish in it. And when we put in that yegiyah, when we put in that amelus, so then, matzasi tamen, then I believe you when you have it, because we see you put in the amelus. It's such a crucial point to put in amelus. And what's the other component? Let's just see how Rav Asher Weiss phrases it, and then we'll come back to a little bit more amelus, because we have some time. Says Rav Asher Weiss, on the third to last line in source number 8, all the way at the end of the line, it says, rak, source number 8, rak pisiyata dishmaya. It can only come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do we need to do? We need to put in the amelos. Says the Rosh Weiss, "Rak kasher nafil tachanun utfila lefnei nosein haTorah sheyiftach libenu b'sorasa Yasim b'libenu ahavaso v'yiraso rak oz nizke la'alos b'sulam ha'ula b'izke la'hagdil Torah u'la'adira. Only through what? Yegia and tefillah. We need a daven. Havelo ha'lo sagi. That means we have to be marbe, we have to be learning. And we have to be daven, we have to be crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me out. Right? Maybe another just marmokum or two about the amelos, and then we'll get back. We'll get back to the tefillah. In source number 9, Gemara Brachos Samach Gimel tells us that in hadivrei Torah miskaimen el b'misha meimis atzmo aleihem. Only someone who kills himself for the Torah. Only someone who really, really, really works hard and gives up. The Maharal and others explain this line. What does it mean, meimis atzmo la Torah? It doesn't mean you're literally killing yourself for Torah, but it means that you're trying to be porish min olam azeh a little bit. You're giving up a little bit. You have your chavrusa in a perikah nachah day, and your friends call you with extra tickets to the Cubs game. It's geshmak. Who doesn't want to go to the Cubs game? Right? Meimis atzmo means you give a little bit, give up a little bit of olam hazeh for some Torah. And the Maharal quotes many, many Gemaras. He obviously doesn't give the Cubs example.
No,
he wasn't a White Sox fan either. But, yeah, and he gives many, many, many examples in terms of the Derech of Achila Maharal and Nisiv HaTorah Per Gimel.
I can't believe he used Cubs as an example.
Is, yeah, exactly. Is all about Bitl HaGuf, is a T'nai LaTorah. The less we eat or the quicker we eat, right? And he quotes a Gemara that compares, he says we should eat like animals. So you think we eat like animals, you know, you say, that kid eats like a chaya, you think he mamish clears the buffet. You know, he eats everything at the kiddush and cleans up all the plates that were, you know, half eaten. But the Maharal says to eat like an animal means either to eat really quickly, right, you wolf it down because you don't want any other animals to snatch up your food. Okay, this is all based on a Gemara in Irvin Nun Dalid that says, Amar Rav Huna, Maidich Siv, Chayoscha Yoshvu, Ba, Tochin, Bitovoscha, Lo'ani Elokim. The Gemara darshins the pasuk in Tehillim, im meisim ha'adam atzmo kechaya. So then his Torah will be miskayim, tamudo miskayim. So he darshins, and the Maharal explains the Gemaras that either an animal eats super quickly, why? Because you don't want any other animal to come and eat your food. Or an animal what? An animal sometimes will eat stuff that's been thrown out and been left outside and starting to rot, and the animals will eat that. Says the Maharal, there are two types of ways that we can eat. Or he says a Talmud Chacham can eat. Either you eat very quickly, as remember one of my friends once told me, you got to eat like a ganav, eat super quick, and then you can go back to the base medrash. That's what he used to tell me in yeshiva. Or the other one is, so you wait a little bit. You don't mind if your food cools down, if it goes bad, so to speak, like other animals do. If you're in the middle of your two mishnayos a day, and mom calls you or your wife calls you, dinner's ready. So what do? I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in two. I just got to finish this mishnah. I got to get to the two dots. You know, I need to finish this aliyah. Whatever it is, you know. But to be in it, says the Maharal, that's what it means to be meimis atzmo aleihem. To give a little bit, give up a little bit of olam hazeh. And says the Rambam in source number 10, mishenasnu libo lekayim mitzvah zo kiroi lo. Again, this is all about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We quoted in source number 4, the first halach in Paragimel, that kol mishirtza yavo vito, every single one of us can go and take a keser Torah if we want. We can take it. It's up to us. We have to just put in the hard work, says the Rambam. How do we do that? Leos muhtar bekitr shel Torah, lo yasiach daito lidvarim achirim. To not pay attention to other things going on. Lo yasim alibo shiikne Torah im ha'osher v'akavod ke'echad. We're only focused on Torah. Nothing else is going to, you know, get in the way. Nothing else is going to distract us. Kahu darkish shel Torah. What's the derech of Torah? It's not with osher. It's not with kavod. We're not concerned about wealth and honor or anything like that. What does the Ben Torah do? Pas b'melech tochal. You have a little bit of bread, salt, a little bit of water. You sleep on the ground. You live a life of tsar, a little bit. And you're totally, totally concerned with Torah. Again, we all work. We all have jobs. We all have to do other things. We have lives to live. But when it comes to the Torah and the receiving, the keser of Torah, so the kviyas itim that we have, we have to be kovei amamish, and nothing else can get in the way. And that's how we, on our own levels, can receive the keser of Torah, if we're fully in it, when we're doing it. We understand, okay, we're not going to learn 12 hours a day. We're not in yeshiva. But for that 20 minutes, for those 15 minutes, meimis atzmo over that, to fully be in it. V'lo alecha hamlacha ligmor, says the Rambam. We don't need to finish it. Hashem's not asking us to finish everything. But Lo ata ben chorin li batel. Aval im hirbeis the Torah, hirbeis the schar, v'aschar lefiat tzar. It's all about lefum tzar agar, no pain, no gain. We're not going to grow. We're not going to get that keser. We're not going to get that crown if we don't push. If we don't try, we don't put in that amelos. So that is, I would say, part number one.
Is this where the song comes from?
It probably comes from the Mishnah first, in Avos. But yeah. The more you learn, the more you realize the songs came from somewhere. Right? So we see, again...
He's quoting the Mishnah from Rav.
Yeah. So we see again, Havaloha, right? It can't just be Torah. It can't just be Tefillah. It needs to be both. So we spoke a little bit about the Igiyah. We spoke a little bit about the Torah. For the next couple minutes before Maariv, we're going to talk a little bit about davening for Hatzlacha in Torah. I don't have it on the sheet in front of us. But again, when it comes to learning, there are those who say that the Torah is the way Hashem speaks to us. Or Soloveitchik and many others say that when we learn Torah, Hashem's speaking to us. And when we daven, so then we're speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Shabbos actually says in Perek HaBon, I think it's Daf Kuf Dalet or Kuf Hey, Amar Aleph in Shabbos, that Anochi, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Anochi is Rosh Tevos. For Ananafshi Kesavis Yehovis, that Ananafshi Kesavis Yehovis, I wrote down myself, I wrote down my soul, so to speak, and gave it over to you. That when Hashem gave us the Torah, He's literally giving us Him. When we learn Torah, we're trying to understand a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's Dvar Hashem. And when we daven, what are we doing? It's Veshbochas Nafshi Lefnei Hashem. We're pouring out our souls Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's this reciprocal, this two-way street, so to speak. When we learn, it's all about receiving Dvar Hashem. When we're speaking, we're giving over. We're speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we need both. Again, we need to learn Torah. Havalo halo sagi. A couple of cute Ramazim, the Mo'orei Naim and the Bnei Yisrael. I saw a quote in the Sefer here, Sichos Be'avodas Hashem by Rav Meislish. He says that Derech Eretz Kadmu LaTorah. Right, we've heard that one before? What's Derech Eretz Kadmu LaTorah mean?
Derech Eretz before you can really acquire Torah.
So maybe it means Midos. Maybe it means Parnasa.
Maybe it's like just living like a Pasha Eretz.
Ready for this one?
Derech Eretz.
The Mori Naim, in his Likutim, in the Bnei Sassler, in the Dvar Nechmodim, say that Derech Eretz is Gematria Tefillah. Gematria Tefillah. The Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that we have to daven. We can't just expect to learn and be Kona Torah. We have to put in a little bit of tefillah first.
Who says that?
Really?
That's the Ma'ori Naim. Refrain Tversky's Alta Zeda, right? Refrain Tversky, if anyone's interested, at Kal Chassidim, they do every Shabbos morning before Shacharis, they learn Ma'ori Naim. And the Bnei Sassler. Moreover, he continues in the Sefer, and he says a couple of Maisalach. He says that the Satmar Rebbe, when he was 10 years old, went for a Bechina. He went to get a Faher. You know, it's like they say the story, like, what's the Faher on? Half of Shas. Which half? Whichever one you want, you know? So what's the, he comes in for the Aruga Sabosim, one of the great Acharonim. And the Satmar Rebbe's father walks out. The Aruga Sabosim gives the future Satmar Rebbe a Bechina, a Faher. He passes with flying colors. Every single kasha you got, right? 10-year-old boy. So he walks out, and Naruga Sabosim calls on the father, and he says, it's unbelievable. He says, if you saw him say Bircha Satora in the morning, you would believe it. When you pour your heart out, and you mamish dab and say, Hashem, I'm going to be working hard in Torah today. And again, two mishnayos, two halachos, a perek of naf, a daf, whatever it is, whatever we're learning, we pour out our souls and say, Hashem, I so badly want to connect to the Torah. I so badly want to internalize the Torah. Look at source number 11. This is from the Sefer Chassidim. Im shol odom davar shu shevach leboro. Something that's praiseworthy in the eyes of his Creator. Kigon alimir ha-Torah o davar acher mechav se shemayim v'shuf v'ches nafsho olav ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu shemeh tfilaso. When we dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu for Chefzei Shemayim, when we dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu to grow in Torah and to make Torah part of our lives, Hashem will not refuse those tefillos. Hashem doesn't refuse that. Even if we're not roi, even if we're not deserving, Hashem listens to those tefillos. Rav Dessler, it's not on the page, but Rav Dessler says a similar idea, that Hashem never turns away tefillos of Ruchnius. If we have tefillos for Gashmius, for Parnasa, whatever it may be, so Hashem has a cheshbon. I don't know what it is, we don't know what it is, but he has a cheshbon. When it comes to a tefillah for ruchnius, Hashem, I want to work on myself, I want to work on my tefillah, I want to work on my, you know, my kedushas apeh, not speaking lashon hara. I want to work on growing as a ben Torah, as a ben Yisrael or bas Yisrael. I want to grow in my avodas Hashem. Hashem doesn't turn those tefillahs away, says Reb Dessler. An unbelievable thing. Furthermore, when it comes to davening for Hatzlacha in Talmud Torah, the Netziv, Rosh Shivin Velazhin, one day was learning morning seder, preparing shir. Comes time for shir, Netziv doesn't come in, he doesn't give shir. So Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer walks over to him and he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. I saw you preparing shir. Why didn't you come give shir this morning? And what does he say? The Netziv says something, Imam, it makes your hair stand up. He says, I don't give shir on days that I don't cry and I have a rabba. If I didn't cry when I say, V'hoyer ininu b'sor asecha, if I'm not crying, if I don't shed a tear while I'm davening for Hatzlach and Talmud Torah, I can't give shir. Because I know my Torah won't be good. Only when we really cry, when we really, really cry. Rav Shmuel Marcus, who was a Rebbe in YU, and now he's a Rebbe in Landers, he's a Rebbe in Queens, he once said in a Sichos Moser in YU, I remember it was one of my favorite Sichos Mosers I heard in all YU. It was amazing. I had such a chizik from it. He's talking about setting goals and then davening to attain those goals. And pushing hard, putting in the yigiyah, and also davening. Havalo halo sagi. And he told a story about a certain Rav Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, who is known to be a gon atzum in nigla and nister and everything. He was a baki in Rishonim and Achronim on Shas. In Shas, not just like the Yeshivish Masechtas, everything. So his son once wrote to him, and he said, Abba, in a letter, they published his letters. And he said, Abba, Mistama, you had a good head. I mean, you had a good cup. And when you were, a buffer and avreich in yeshiva, you picked up things pretty quickly. And he says, and that's probably why you were so much tzliach in learning. He says, it's a little bit harder for me. I feel like I'm not blessed with the same type of kishronos, the same talents, the same capabilities. And he writes back to him, and he says, I don't remember the exact lashon, but it was something along the lines of, my cup was definitely not great, and I don't even think it was average. I think it was a little bit below average. But you set goals for yourself, and you say, I want to achieve this. I want to attain this. I want to learn this, or I want to finish this. And you work at it, and you daven. And he says as follows, he said, have you ever shed a tear for your own ruchnis? Wild lashon. Have you cried? Have you said, Hashem, I want to grow in Torah, I want to grow in tefillah. I want to be a better husband, I want to be a better son, I want to be a better parent, whatever it may be. He said, have you ever cried? Have you ever really, really davened for something? And again, just like Rav Dessler, when we really daven for something, Hashem's not going to turn us away. When we show we really want it so badly. So when it comes to receiving the Keser Torah on Shavuos, again, we renew our Kabbalah Torah, we're renewing our vows with the Kaddish Baruch Hu every single year. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit next week in terms of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael happened. It was all Maimon Har Sinai. But we're about to renew our vows. We're about to be reincarnated, so to speak, with this Keser, the Keser Torah. But it's predicated on two things. It's predicated on Amelus and Yegiya B'Torah. We have to strive, we have to work hard at it. Me Misatzmo Alehem. We have to really be focused when we're learning. And the other thing is you have to daven for it. And why is davening so important? I just add one idea from Rav Kook. In the Shemona Kavatzim, it's also printed at the beginning of Olas Riyah. The beginning has a piece on Torah and Tefillah. And he says as follows. Rav Kook writes, HaTefillah Mishameshes L'Hachnis Es Kol HaTorah V'Kol HaAvoda Kol HaChochum V'Kol HaHofa B'Tchuna Tzivit U'Ma'amid Nafshi Kavua. Says Rav Kook, we learn Torah. We're collecting facts almost. Pieces of information. And those are just in our minds. We have lots of yediyos. But when we daven, it's shaping our ishiyut. It's shaping who we are as people. And when we daven, he says, we're being machnes. We're entering, internalizing all of the Torah and all the avoda, everything that we're doing, kol ha-chochma, any type of knowledge that we have. Excuse me, b'tchuna tivit. It's making it something real. It's making it part of us. Umamin nafshi kavua. It's being koveya in our hearts. It's becoming part of us. V'chaye hashoa kolomer, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, shemechaya es hashoa. Lios omedis yashar moyinikas chaye olam. Right, the Gemara says that tefillah is considered chaye shoa, and Talmud Torah is referred to chaye olam. So you think Talmud Torah is better chaye olam? That's for eternity. But chaye shoa, it's one fleeting moment. So says Rav Kook, and he writes this also in the Ein Aya on his Perush on the Gemara. That what does it mean chaye shoa? That tefillah is only a chaye shoa. It's taking everything that we learn, all these yedios that remain in our minds, and it's mechaye es hashoa. It's giving us vitality. It's giving us real life. It's putting the Torah into life. When we daven, it's making it part of us. Lios omedes yashar mul yinikas chay olam. And it's putting us on the right path.
This is
Rav Kook. Aval haTorah chay olam hi. Torah is the chay olam. Lemaila mehateva. It's beyond anything. Ukishyesh teva. And when you have teva, when you have nature, when you have this world olam hazeh, az maila sanisim gedola meod. Then nisim are beyond anything in this world. Aval kesha hateva mizdaldel. Nikroam hanisim tircha klapi shmaya vigiron shel shinoi sidri bereshis kama grua adam ze. So he continues here. It's a little bit not the same exact lashon that he has in the olas riya. Skip to the end of this line. Vihinenu. Mispaulim lahamid es hateva. When we daven to be mamid the teva, to say that the teva should be real, laman yu ko chai olam, so that all of chai olam, which is again referring to what? It's referring to the Torah. Mivusasim etzleinu, it should be, you know, a foundation. It should be put in us. Al pitchunas chai isha hamofia tamid bikirbinu kol hanashama talal ka al kol neshima v'neshima. Throughout every part of davening, we're constantly phrasing Hashem. If you just learn Torah, then it remains an intellectual endeavor. It remains yedios. It's nice. It's cute. You can say fancy things. You can say over a nice divrei Torah. But if you don't daven, and you think about every single bracha, which, you know, transverses every single part of our life, when we daven, it's putting the Torah into practice. It's thinking about how the Torah applies in every single part of our day. If we just left the Torah, then it's not going to pan out. Ha, v'lo ha, lo sagi. We need both. We need the Torah, and we need the tefillah. Rabbi Nachman and Likutei Moran will end with this. It's not on the page here, but in Torah Ches, so this is for Aryeh, because I know he likes Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman has a similar idea of Rav Kook about how we learn Torah, and then the tefillah is kind of what gives it life. Rav Kook in another piece explains that Torah is ochel, it's food, and tefillah is shtia, it's mayim, it's water. And he says that when one eats, so the food goes through his body. When you drink, it helps the food go through the body. It passes it through the rest of the body much quicker. You can learn Torah and it can have an effect on you. But when you daven, and you daven for Torah, and for the Torah to have an impact on us and to internalize all the Torah that we're learning, so then it has a much greater effect on us as people. It has a greater effect on our personalities. Rabbi Nachman says that Torah, it's like a garden. And the Torah are the things in the ground. We planted deep roots. We planted seeds. And what's tefillah? Tefillah is the water. If you don't water the field, if you don't water your seeds, what's going to happen? Nothing. But we plant these deep seeds. We plant the roots. And what? Only through tefillah, only through davening, only through the rain, can these things come up. And they'll actually, you know, they'll actualize. They'll become something. So for us, again, this yontif, again, as the Shlosh said as we started, the Shlosh said that the simcha, I don't think you're here for this, the Shlosh says that the simcha of Shavuos is greater than any other chag. Why? Because that's when we were zocha to the keser of Torah. We received the crown of Torah. And we saw that the keser of Torah, we saw in the Gemara, we saw in the Rambam, the Kli Yoker, that the what? That the keser of Torah is munach, umuchan, for everybody. Everyone who wants it, they can come and take it. They can come and get the Torah. As the Rambam said, beautifully, kol mishi yirtze yavo v'yitol. Anyone who wants to come and take it. But what are the two tanan to receive the Torah? They were suggesting based on the Gemara Nida. We need to work hard. We need to learn. We need to really push. If you want to earn that crown, if you want to receive that crown, excuse me, you have to earn it. You have to work hard. You have to put in the yigiyah. And what do we need? If we really want it to become part of us and not superficial, not just random yedios of Torah, we need a daven. When we daven, we water the plant, so to speak. We make it part of us. We internalize it and it becomes part of our being. And hopefully we'll be zocha to the Keser Torah come Shavuos. We'll be zocha to wear that Keser all year long. hopefully I'll see everybody here next Wednesday night, and we'll talk more about the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amayim B'Har Sinai. Shkoyach.